Hello students, now I am going to continue the story The Happy Prince in this module number 2. In the first module, we have seen that on request of the statue of the Happy Prince, the bird swallow stayed with him and helped the seamstress as his messenger. He spent the night at the feet of the statue. Next morning, the swallow bird went to the river and took a bath and thought that night he would reach Egypt. He was very happy. So, the swallow bird visited all the monuments of the city and finally he went and sat on the high tower of the church. When it was night and the moon rose in the sky, the swallow went to Happy Prince and sought permission to leave for Egypt. Now again, Happy Prince requested Swallow to stay with him for one more night, and Swallow replied that he needed to go to Egypt because his friends were waiting for him. Now, here, the Happy Prince is telling the Swallow about his second work. He says that far away, across the city, he could see in a small dark room at the top of the house a young man is sitting. He was sitting on a desk on which the papers were spread all over and he was trying to work hard. He had a glass lying near him in which withered flowers were lying. Further, the Happy Prince said that this young man needed to finish writing a play. He was a writer and he had to give the play to the director after writing. But he did not have the strength to write anymore because he was feeling very cold. The young man had no money. That's why there was no fire in his fireplace and he was very hungry, also due to which he was feeling very weak. The swallow understood what Happy Prince was trying to tell him. He knew that Happy Prince wanted to help this young man, so he agreed to stay back for one more night, and further, the swallow asked Happy Prince if he should take another ruby stone to give it to the young playwright. The one who writes playwright means the one who writes play, just like he had given it to the old lady. Prince said sadly that he did not have any more ruby stones with him. The Happy Prince said that now he had his eyes, which were made of very precious and rare sapphire stones, which had been bought thousands of years ago from India. So, the Happy Prince told Swallow to take out one sapphire and give it to the young man. The Swallow was very sad to learn that the Happy Prince wanted to give his eyes to that man, and he started crying. He told Happy Prince that he could not do so, but then the Happy Prince ordered the swallow to do what he had told him to do. So finally, the swallow took out one eye, that is one sapphire, out of the prince's eye and flew to the young man's garret. That is a small room. There was a hole on the roof of the room, so the swallow entered the room through that hole. The young man was sitting with his head on his hands, and that is why he did not hear the flutter of the bird's wing. And when he looked up, he saw the sapphire stone lying on the dried flowers. When the young man saw the beautiful stone, he felt that some admirer, some person who praised him had sent a gift for him. So he thought that with this he could now finish his play. Next morning, the swallow bird flew down to the harbor and sat on a mast of a ship. He spoke loudly that he was going to Egypt, and when it was night, he flew back to Happy Prince. He once again told the Happy Prince that he had come to say goodbye. He was going to Egypt, but once again, the Happy Prince requested Swallow to stay with him for one more night. The Swallow said to the Happy Prince that the winter season had started and after some time it would start snowing. The weather in Egypt was warm and even the crocodiles lay on the mud lazily there. So he told him to let him go to Egypt. Now this was the third assignment. The Happy Prince said that there was a match girl. She was a little girl, and all her matchsticks had fallen in the gutter, that is, sewage, and got wet. All her matchsticks were spoiled, so she could not sell them, and she would not earn any money. And when she would go home without money, then her father would get angry and beat her. For this reason, the girl was crying. Further, the Happy Prince said that she was not wearing shoes or stockings and she had not covered her head. She was very poor. So he said to the Swallow to take out another sapphire from his eyes and give it to her so that her father didn't beat her. Swallow agreed to stay with him for one more night, but he refused to take out another sapphire, because if he did that, then Happy Prince would be blind. Again, Happy Prince told Swallow to do what he had ordered him. So finally, the Swallow obeyed the Happy Prince. He took another sapphire stone from his eye and flew to the little match girl. And when he saw the match girl, he bent very low and kept the sapphire stone on the little girl's hand. The little girl was very happy to see the stone and she went home happily. Okay students, here I stop. The remaining story I shall complete in the next module, that is module number 3. Here again, I expect you to attempt the questions given in the worksheet number 2. Thank you.